Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This weekend, up north of Denver, about an hour in Windsor, there was a drag queen story time at the local library where this transvestite, whatever, was reading a story to children, about 20 kids. Leon, a dear friend of Bob and Yurt Live, went inside the library. I was outside with Leslie Hanks, who you know from listening to this show, Christian, activist, hero of mine. And we were with about 30, 35 Christians, people warning the public about what was going on inside the library. And there was about 40 homosexuals, trans whatevers, and homosexual supporters at the library supporting what was happening inside. So it was quite an event. We've got some audio that, Lord willing, will air tomorrow on this program, Bob and Yurt Live, on the blowtorch of the Rocky Mountains, the 50,000-watt AM670 KLTT, the most powerful radio station in Colorado. In fact, the most powerful Christian radio station in America. It's an honor to be on this program for 28 years now, 5 days a week, beginning back in 1991. For a few of those years, we were elsewhere. We were on a national TV network for a few years, but then came right back to KLTT. And it's been a great honor, very humbling to be here. And online, on the internet, we're at KGOV, KGOV.com, for people who live outside of Colorado who can't pick us up on the air. Although we do have listeners in Kansas and Nebraska, and occasionally we'll get somebody from Wyoming or even elsewhere. That's how powerful the signal is during the day, which is astounding. But from this event, an hour north of Denver, we've got some audio, and we discussed a range of topics with homosexuals and their supporters. And one of the issues I was asked about, you know, why are homosexuals a danger to other people? And so I said, well, there's something that you're not allowed to talk about, and the media is not allowed to report. And then I asked, is there such a thing as heterosexual child molesters? And they said, yes, immediately, yes. Okay, is there such a thing as homosexual child molesters? Nobody would say anything. Why not? Why not? Because you're not allowed to report on that in the media. You're simply not allowed to. And I mentioned, and for those who were denying that even then, I mentioned that every Boy Scout leader who molested a scout, that was a homosexual molestation, just as if a man molest a young girl, that's a heterosexual molestation. Every priest who's ever molested a boy, that's a homosexual child molestation. And they said, well, so what? Heterosexuals molest children, and so do homosexuals. And I said, yeah, but there's a statistic you're not allowed to investigate, you're not allowed to report, you're not allowed to talk about. And they said, you're talking about it. I said, well, you know, they don't get the point. You're not allowed to talk about it in the culture. You can't go on the air on a secular mainstream station. You can't study about it in a university. You can't report about it on the news. And that is the percentage of boys who are molested by men. That is the percentage of boys who are sexually molested. The percentage of boys who are sexually molested who were attacked by men versus the boys molested who were attacked by women. Think about that. That's a statistic. You're not allowed to report that statistic because it turns out that about two-thirds of the boys who are sexually molested are molested by men. And if you want to say that homosexuals, let's say you say they're 10% of the population, right? Be hyper-conservative. They're 10% of the population, but they're molesting 60% of the boys who are being attacked. So that means that they're molesting children far beyond what their proportion of the population would suggest. And so that is a piece of information that you're not allowed to possess, you're not allowed to discuss, except in extreme right-wing Christian fundamentalist circles. That's about it. Like here on Bob and Yurt Live, because I happen to be the nation's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. So on this program, you're allowed to point it out, but that's about it. So I also mentioned our list of homosexual mass murderers. And the list is absolutely horrifying. It is stunning. It's stunning. When you think about the mass murders in America and the factors that motivate these people, you know, of course you have Islamic terrorists who killed 3,000 people on 9/11. That's significant. And then you have the potheads. Are there many potheads who have caused a lot of the crime in America? Well, you got the Aurora Theater murderer, James Holmes, and you got the Islamic Boston bomber, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. You got the Tucson mass murderer, James Loeffner. And then you have all these other high-profile criminals that helped to tear apart the country, literally tear apart the country, like Ferguson's suicide by cop, Michael Brown, and Trayvon Martin, and Baltimore's Freddie Gray, right? You got all these guys and so many others. We list them at kgov.com/pot. So you have Islamic terrorists who have killed. How many people have been killed by Islamic terrorists since 9/11? If you want to know the number, you could start with the number of deadly Muslim terrorist attacks since 9/11. Attacks. Some of the attacks, one person was murdered. Others, 100 people were murdered. Well, since 9/11, how many fundamentalist Christian lethal attacks have there been since 9/11? Well, somebody's got to do that research, get that number, right? We have a list. We have a list, kgov.com/terror, 34,000. Now, each one is listed. We have a list. They're all listed individually around the world. 34,425 lethal, fatal terrorist attacks from the Religion of Peace since 9/11. So these are things that you're not allowed to report. You're not allowed to discuss. The media, our universities, they're simply not allowed to talk about these things. It's self-censorship. So likewise is the phenomenon of homosexual mass murderers. You're not allowed to list them. You're not allowed to consider them as a group, you know, like Jeffrey Dahmer and Adam Lanza. You know, he's the Sandy Hook murderer. And Omar Mateen, the Orlando club, homosexual club massacre guy. John Wayne Gacy murdered 33 boys, buried them in his house, in his yard, threw some off a bridge. Jim Jones killed over 900 people, mass murder, suicide. You're not allowed to talk about these guys. And so I thought on today's show that we would do what's not allowed. And I'd share with you our kgov.com/homosexual murderers list. If you Google homosexual mass murderers, I think you'll find us at number one, I think. It's quite an honor, really. But I think you'll find us at number one, not because we're the best, but because we're the only. That's it. And it's quite a lengthy and horrifying list. And it's a list that a lot of people are simply not aware of. like the Sandy Hook Elementary School mass murder, how horrific that was, and Adam Lanza, the murderer. He was schizophrenic, undiagnosed, but he was obviously schizophrenic, but he was also homosexual. And you think the media would look into that and they would report it, or they'd want to report it, you think? No, I guess not. Even though he would go online and participate in homosexual fantasies, he was part of the Tumblr online social media outlet, their TCC True Crime Community, and he would create blogs like, and he'd title them Gay for So-and-So and Queer for So-and-So on Tumblr, their True Crime Community. They have a huge number of people that fantasize about being married to or in love with or having an affair with mass murderers. And he sort of did that with murderers. And so he have his blogs, Queer for So-and-So and Gay for So-and-So. But you can't report that the Sandy Hook Elementary School murderer was a homosexual. So you find that out at kgov.com/homosexuals. That's one way it's easier to remember. And then from that page, that's our main page on the perversion of homosexuality. Like on this show, just before the election, Doug McBurney was the only one in the state of Colorado to say on the air, then I echoed him, but to say on the air, the reason I'm not voting for Jared Polis is because he's a homosexual. That was great, Doug. Thank you for saying that on air. But you're not allowed to report this. You're simply not allowed to report it. And when there is overwhelming evidence that someone is a homosexual, overwhelming evidence, like Omar Mateen, the media will say, well, we don't really know if so-and-so, we can't understand, we're not sure of what his orientation is. We're not sure. And so, and the FBI will say, because they're overwhelmingly politically correct, the deep state, all that insanity, well, we can't really determine for sure what his orientation was. Well, the people who knew the mass murderer, the domestic terrorist who had pledged his loyalty to ISIS, right, Omar Mateen, the people who knew him growing up, and by the way, he murdered 49 people, and he injured 53 more. And the people knew him growing up, they said, yeah, it's, you know, he's homosexual, we're pretty sure. A guy who was with him in the police academy, he wanted to be a police officer. He said that he and Omar Mateen used to go to homosexual clubs, like the one that he shot up. In fact, he had been seen at that club on a number of occasions. And that this guy from the police academy said that Omar Mateen tried to date him. And clubgoers said, yeah, we've seen him dancing with another man. And there's plenty of other pieces of evidence that it's overwhelmingly obvious that the guy is a homosexual, but it's politically incorrect to admit that it's a homosexual Muslim of all things. How could you possibly identify a homosexual Muslim mass murderer? You would be guilty of committing not a venial sin, but a mortal sin, a double mortal sin in one sentence. Homosexual Muslim mass murderer, Omar Mateen. I mean, you just can't do it. It's not allowed. So our list of homosexual mass murderers. Jeffrey Dahmer, raped, murdered, and ate, as in a cannibal, 17 young men and boys. That's a homosexual, right? A man raping men and boys. That's not heterosexual. Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook murderer. He murdered 28 people, his own mother. Then he went to the school and he killed staff members and then 20 children ages 6 and 7. Homosexual Adam Lanza. And then Luis Garavito, he's a rapist, torturer, and murderer of more than 147 young boys. 147, Luis Garavito. Oh, you haven't heard of, you know, so many homosexual mass murderers, they get ignored. It didn't really happen. Like, how many lethal Islamic terrorist attacks have there been since 9/11? You ask a good liberal that question, somebody who's educated, follows the news, you say, really, take a guess. How many terrorist attacks have there been since 9/11 in the name of Allah? I know they're not real Muslims, but they're just a fringe extremist. How many? Just take a guess. They won't guess, but if they do guess, they might say 15, maybe 20, 25. It's 34,425, and CBS News won't tell you that. They won't tell you that. Because they're accomplices after the fact. They are accomplices after the fact. So Luis Garavito murders 147, actually more than that, young boys, raped, tortured, and murdered them. Omar Mateen murdered 49 people in Orlando, Florida. John Wayne Gacy from Chicago, you know him, he killed 33 boys and buried them, you know, many in his crawl space, below his house, then in his yard, and at least one or more he threw off a bridge. Jim Jones, you know Jim Jones, the cult leader from California who the liberals loved. Jim Jones, the leftist, pro-homosexual, close friends with Harvey Milk. You know Harvey Milk, the hero of the left? Harvey Milk ran a school for boys in New York City, and they idolize him. He's such a hero. And if I recall, Harvey Milk, the hero of the left, they idolize him. They made a biopic about him. In fact, there's a New York City school called the Harvey Milk High School. And the principal of that school, the guy's name is Damian Martin. He was quoted in a big homosexual magazine, Out Magazine. And he was quoted as saying that no child has ever been hurt by, and then I'm not going to say what he said, but he's talking about sexually molesting a boy. No kid has ever been hurt by being sexually assaulted, severely sexually assaulted. He says, really, it's good for the kids. It doesn't hurt them. It's good for them. And he's the head of the school. How's that? The homosexual Harvey Milk High School in New York City. How's that? And so Harvey Milk was good friends with Jim Jones. And then remember, Jim Jones moved his People's Temple from California down to South America and ended up murdering, it was a mass murder suicide, mostly black people, but plenty of others. They assassinated a U.S. congressman who flew down there to find out what was going on. They killed 917 people, and he was a homosexual, Jim Jones. When he went down there, you know, the liberals loved him. He's known for saying this: God is socialism. I am the messenger of socialism. I am God. I am God. You know, the media reports it as though it was a Christian cult. And he's close friends with Harvey Milk. So the Harvey Milk biopic and the monuments to Harvey Milk in San Francisco, they erased his close, significant relationship with Jim Jones. They erased it. Because they're revisionist historians, of course, because if you're homosexual, you got to be a liar. Because you know in your heart that God made us male and female. Jesus said that God made us male and female. And you lie about that. If you lie about that, and most homos are overwhelmingly pro-child killing, dismembering unborn children at abortion mills. And so they lie about their awareness that the child has a right to life. They know in their conscience, they know in their heart, and they'll stand before God and they will be guilty. So at any rate, Jim Jones, homosexual, he would do things like he got arrested for being at a homosexual cruising location where men would pick up men and boys anonymously and have public sex. He got arrested once at a location like that, and I think it was San Francisco, and he managed to get it suppressed, the news of it, but it happened. And he once sodomized one of the young men in his cult, but he said he only did it to prove that the young man was a heterosexual. How's that? Does that make any sense to you? Now, that's homosexual reasoning. That's homosexual reasoning. Anyway, he's another mass murderer, killed over 900 people. Then there's Mohamed Boulel. He killed 84 people, including 10 children. Homosexual, Mohamed Boulel. Then there's the homosexual California freeway killer, William Bonin. He murdered 14 boys, ages 12 to 19. He sexually molested them, tortured, mutilated, strangled, and dumped their naked bodies. One of those boys was stabbed 70 times. Another, I even hate to say this, had an ice pick in his head. Others had cigarette burns. In 1969, he was convicted of assaulting 5 boys, and instead of being put to death, he was sentenced to 5 years. As a result of that, another, 14 people were murdered. 1975, he was imprisoned for another rape. He should have been put to death for that. He was paroled in October 1978. So just 3 years later, he's paroled for rape after being convicted of assaulting 5 boys. And that's when he began his homo rape and murder spree. Immediately, police caught him while he was sexually assaulting a 15-year-old boy in his van. The Associated Press, back on February 23, 1996, William G. Bonin said the death penalty sends the wrong message to America's youth. How's that? He's concerned about messages to America's youth. So, by the way, after he was on death row for 14 years, he ended up committing, they think, maybe as many as 80 murders, and he was executed while Bob and Yurt Live was being broadcast on TV. It was February 23rd, 1996, and right at midnight when he was being executed in Indiana, we got a message from Indianapolis Power and Light. They said they were putting out extra electricity just to make sure the electric chair worked. How was that? We got that message on Bob and Yurt Live. And right at midnight, our lights dimmed and the microphone and everything went bzz, bzz, bzz. Right when they were executing him. I don't know if it was somehow effect from the electric chair surge. I don't know what. But that's what happened. And it was good he was put to death. The righteous rejoice when they see the vengeance, God says. The righteous rejoice. But he says, don't rejoice too much, because then he might not go as hard on the wicked. But the righteous do rejoice. Like when the Nazis are defeated, the righteous rejoice. Only the wicked and the morons would not rejoice when the Nazis were defeated. Homosexual Patrick Kearney murdered 32, cutting boys up and putting them into trash bags dumped along the L.A. freeways. And he's not the California freeway killer. That was William G. Bonin, homosexual. This is another mass murderer, homosexual, Patrick Kearney, who murdered 32 and left them along the L.A. freeways. Homosexual Thomas Hamilton murdered 16. He liked little boys in various states of undress. The kids around him, they'd call him Mr. Creepy. How's that? He killed 16 kindergarten children and their teacher. He was known by police to be a risk to children. You know how they say that they want to register sex offenders? Well, for any kind of serious child sex offense or any rape, the only registry should be on granite, on a tombstone. That's the registry. To see the registered child molesters, you should have to go to the cemetery and find them registered on the tombstones. Homosexual Andrew Cunanan, right? He murdered the fashion designer Versace. He's a male prostitute. He was wanted in connection with four other murders around the country. Homosexual Orville Lynn Majors murdered 60 people. And by the way, a Bob and Your Life listener, Barbara Brown of Madisonville, Kentucky, called on the air to say she was a relative of Orville Lynn Majors, and he was a known homosexual, 6 counts of murder. One patient of his died every 156 hours, believed to have murdered 60 people. Charles Manson, homosexual Charles Manson, they don't report this, right? They don't report. They conveniently forget. He was a prostitute's illegitimate son, and he would pimp, and he was charged with homosexual rape. He was released in 1967, age 32, and he went on to become infamous, another homosexual. Then homosexual Donald Harvey murdered dozens in a Kentucky hospital, somewhere between 37 and as many as 70. Homosexual Anthony Morley, a gay chef, murdered his partner, cut out part of his leg, seasoned it with herbs, and fried it. How's that? Anthony Morley chewed one of the pieces before throwing it into his kitchen trash. Homosexual Bruce Davis, Charles Manson accomplice, who appears on the Associated Press list of the worst U.S. serial killers, who molested and murdered 27 young men and boys in Illinois. Homosexual Nathaniel Barjona, he was another homosexual cannibal. What's with these people? He sexually molested boys in Massachusetts and Montana, butchered at least one, a 10-year-old, in Great Falls named Zachary Ramsey. Then there's the homosexual Cordell, Henley, and Brooks, the sex ring that murdered and tortured 27 men and boys in Texas. And then there's the homosexual Juan Corona, murdered 25 migrant workers and even molested their corpses. Then there's homosexual Richard Speck, murdered 8 nursing students, bragged about it on videotape, showing him having sex with a man, an inmate, and bragging about the many inmates he had sodomized. Homosexual Wayne Williams in Atlanta killed black boys, thought to be a racist but turned out to be a black homosexual. Homosexual Henry Lee Lucas murdered 3 people, including his mother, and falsely confessed to many others. Then there was homosexual Otis Toole and Frank Davis and Stephen Port and Jorgen Bartsch and Robert Bardella and Randy Kraft and Dennis Nielsen and Stephen Port and Ronald Dominique and Larry Eller and Arthur Bishop and Daniel Conahan and Herb Baumeister and Joseph Duncan and Vaughn Greenwood and William McDonald and Michael Lupo and David Villaret and John Juper. And don't think as we went down, those were people who only killed a few. Because that's not true. We just ran out of time. kgov.com/homosexual murderers. Homosexual-murderers. kgov.com/homosexual, and then you'll get a link to the mass murderers. Hey, this is Bob Benyard. May God bless you.